Neanderthal's Last Refuge Found. 14th of September, 2006. This is Reverend, the simulator for UnNews. Washington, D.C. Our evolutionary cousin, the Neanderthal, not only survived in Europe much longer than previously thought, but is currently thriving in America and shows no signs of weakening. A study in Nature magazine suggests the species appeared in the western portion of Laurasia around 1492 and subsequently displaced its more intelligent and less fat relatives, a group of Homo sapiens who the Neanderthals dubbed Indians. The Neanderthal people were believed to have died out about 35,000 years ago everywhere but Europe, at a time when modern humans were advancing across the world. New evidence suggests they held on to the barbaric realm of England long after the arrival of Homo sapiens. Quote, those English Neanderthals made voyages to North America during the 1600s, and all of them either converted to Puritanism or became dim-witted slave owners, thus becoming the dominant imbeciles who currently control half the world, unquote, suggests German anthropologist Georg Hülmuth. Quote, amazingly, these evolutionary asshats managed to subdue not only native Homo sapiens, but also Dutch, Mexican, and even British humans, thus disproving our theory that Neanderthals were not just stupid, but also pussies, unquote. The reaction of Neanderthals to the revelation of this knowledge is generally positive. Quote, though I believe their devotion to the unproved pseudo-scientifical field of evolution is a threat to the world, I am glad that these homos consider we Americans to be a separate species or whatnot, unquote. Neanderthal and President of the United States George W. Bush said in an interview with Minitrue, quote, we Americans, though somewhat desmartificated, have a bunch more nukes than y'all, unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.